There is a terrific show up now at the Metropolitan Museum here in New York. In fact, I'm planning to go back and see it a second time. It's called Faking It, Manipulated Photography Before Photoshop. It's got hundreds of strange and fascinating pictures from the first century and a half of photography. The idea, and it's not a new one, is that picture-taking was never a purely truthful, accurate documentary medium. From the start, photographers have messed around with images with lots of different techniques for lots of different reasons. They made multiple exposures in the camera, or combined multiple images in the darkroom, retouched prints afterward, and more. But never before this exhibition have so many great examples, famous and unknown, been assembled all together. As I was wandering through the show, I realized that you could plot every image along two axes. One axis is whether the manipulation makes the image look real or unreal. The other axis I'd call romantic versus cynical. So with those two axes, one horizontal and one vertical, I started putting every image I saw into one of the four quadrants. You can see a diagram of what I'm talking about at studio360.org. So, for instance, in this picture I'm looking at right now, an 1850s portrait of a guy sitting indoors, there's a church steeple perfectly visible outdoors through a window. But it's actually two images made on one plate. The manipulation puts the steeple in the window because it makes a better picture, more beautifully true to life. So, this would go in my romantic realism quadrant. Or take this famous picture of Lenin and Stalin sitting together in 1922. It was retouched in 1949 to make Stalin look better and bigger, and Lenin smaller. Very realistic and totally cynical. What about today's digital manipulations? The photoshopped images all around us in style magazines and advertising want to seem super realistic, while all the antiquing filters and features we play with on Instagram acknowledge fakery and have fun with it.